In preparing the structure of this audio recording, I have not included lots of exercises or instructions for you to do this and avoid that, because we have to realise that by exploring the DC effect, you are paradoxically goal-less. If you like living in the moment, expressing the intuitive, timeless connection with self, and at the same time, goal-directed, moving towards the conscious, practical expression of your dreams or visions. Being aware of your connection to your intuition is far more important than being focused on your faster-paced conscious mind connections. People report that after repeatedly listening to my words, the DC effect grows in them, so be prepared to listen to this recording a second and third time within the next 24 hours, and note the shifts which have occurred. Tools. This is one of the core areas where, in the past, I've had major problems, and let me explain why. There are a few principal ideas that need to be established and relate to how we view any action we take to develop our abilities when making rational connection to intuitive insight. Being clear what we're wanting to achieve is a helpful place to begin. Just as a master carpenter uses his abilities to first select the correct tool for the job in hand, so he goes on to blend experience into the formula for a successful outcome. To fit a door, his experience shows him that he prefers to use a plane rather than a file. His knowledge, based on experience, enables him to recognize that only a light touch and a few strokes of the plane will be all that is required to remove sufficient wood to create a perfect fit for the door. Practice is about refining what our intellect tells us is required based on experience. Apprenticeship. Working under the guidance of one who has the necessary experience of the job we one day wish to do, we go and learn from both their success as well as failure, which enables us to advance quickly and efficiently. Now, relate this to the ideas and insights explored so far in this audio recording. Our apprenticeship of life to date has come about through a variety of sources, from our own trial and error that results in insights and understanding. Reflect on your strengths, your current wisdom, and take such awareness forward with you as a powerful tool for the future. Recall those in your life who have been a teacher, based on what you have admired, not just about their wisdom operating in their lives, but what strengths you have drawn from their understanding. I often reflect on crucial people in my life, from my family, when I begin to deal with difficult or important issues. I've always listened and learned from others, recognizing that their experience is of value at a number of levels. However, at the same time, realizing that we are different people with different lifestyles who have to be equally respected for their uniqueness. My study, if you like, has extended to people in history or the public arena whom I admire or feel drawn to for powerful reasons. Rather than just leaving my recognition as a passing thought, I have held on to such inner promptings and studied more about them and their view on life. Whatever your politics, as a young child I was influenced by Winston Churchill, not just from his public perspective and all that he achieved, but from elements of his private life which provide clues as to how such a famous man directly used many energy principles to good end. Churchill went through many depressive episodes, which he termed Black Dog. He had a fine mind, expansive and uncannily accurate to what the real situation was beneath the surface. I soon realized, from reading his biography, that he used the DC effect to great benefit. For him, Winston would access the DC effect through painting, spending time in solitude, smoking his cigars, as he built walls to landscape the garden of his family home. During such time, the conscious mind, fueled by all its factual chatter, was quietened, enabling the intuitive insights to surface. Many successful people will say how they did the same at an early age in their life. where for periods of time they actually imagine themselves into a successful person's shoes. Isn't this the case, for example, when we're drawn to purchasing fashionable objects, powerful cars, for what they represent in our and other people's views about achievement? Referring to the Western experience, we can see how these role models have expanded into other areas of media and the written word. Some people report how they see the development of the early 1920s screen gods and goddesses as the forerunners of our modern-day preoccupation, with the images of our film heroes and heroines for inspiration on who we are and how we subsequently lead our everyday lives. Such ideas appear accurate when marketing executives authorize large sums of money to pay celebrities to endorse their product in the general public's mind. The human mind often needs to structure its understanding of the world around it, which leads to a powerful need to put all of the confusing, overwhelming images into neat and thereby manageable concepts or idea boxes. This is an admirable concept when applied to simple experiences, which can readily fit into and still operate from within such a mental structure. It is a fact that everything making up our waking conscious experience is composed, at the same time, of various forms of energy expression, and so we are, at certain levels, right in applying boxes to contain and structure our thinking and relationship to various forms of such energy expression. For example, recognizing how electrical energy has to be contained and, for proper use, requires us to observe certain rules of action if we are to benefit from its use, makes perfect sense. Confusion can emerge in our thinking about energy when we are suddenly required to explore the nature of energy expression, but without familiar ideas to which we can refer from direct, box-like, structured thinking and experience. The media, in all its various forms from broadcasting, film to print, has created the pictures, images, even icons which people worship. These images, ideas, guide their lives through the actions they take, directing their decisions about what is right and what is wrong, what is of a value to them at both this point in their lives as well as in terms of a foundation for their future planning. Taking such a balanced energetic perspective, we can see the tremendous benefit when such easily accessible images can quickly expand our awareness of what is possible. So why isn't the man in the street not happy, no, even ecstatic with their life? There are many elements which compose an answer to such a question, but top of the list is that rather than their energy expanding from such opportunity, it is for many a case of their energy contracting. The mechanism behind such an energetic contraction is simple to observe and thereby understand, but in order to do so in our lives, we have to understand the nature and flow of energy in and around us.